Connor, first of all, congratulations on 100 points. I know you said it's just a number. Leon talked openly early in the week. He really wanted to get it. The teammates wanted to get it. We saw his reaction. Just kind of take us through that moment and what it means to you when you finally got point 100.
Well, first and foremost, I think it's unbelievable. Leo got to 500 tonight. That's an amazing accomplishment. You know, he's such a special player. So to see him get there is pretty special. And, you know, it's very well deserved. And to see, you know, their reaction, you know, my teammates' reaction, it's really, really special. You know, and it really, really means the world to me.
I know you're not one to want to talk a lot about yourself, so I'll word it this way. You know, Gretzky, Lemieux, Yzerman, Dion, Esposito, Curry, like, there's only eight guys who have done what you've done. It's a pretty, really exclusive and unique club. And I think the numbers are, you know, you've had more 3+ point games than you've had 0 points. Like, can you talk about just your consistency this year? Not that you've ever really been inconsistent, but consistently highly productive this year, unlike anything we've seen from you. How come?
I mean, yeah, it's special to be part of a group like that. Obviously, you know, those are the game's best players of all time. So, you know, it's special to be, you know, mentioned the same breath as those guys. As for my game, I've just been focusing on, you know, trying to be prepared each and every night. And, you know, I think obviously team success comes first, and our team's been able to play some good hockey, you know, most of the season, with the exception of probably the first month there. So, you know, when the team is playing well, that's when individuals are having success. And you're seeing lots of guys on our team have some really good seasons.
Gary Jones, Post Media.
Connor, congrats again. Did this become a bigger moment than you possibly envisioned it would become?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, like I said, I was trying not to think about it, just trying to get myself ready to go in the playoffs and keep my game where it needs to be. And obviously when you're sitting around, you know, 96, 97, 98 points, and you get to 99, it's obviously, you know, in the back of your mind. And, you know, thankfully I didn't have to wait too long to get there. And like I said before, to see the reaction of Leo and Nursey and you know, the whole team is, you know, that I can't explain how much that means.
There were no fans in the stands, but did it become important to you to get this at home?
You know what? I didn't think too much about that. I think, you know, it was a bounce back night for our team. It was a night where you know, we're following a loss and playing a hard working Vancouver team. And, you know, we needed to clinch kind of second in the division. And you don't want to let that linger. So, you know, I thought it was a good win for our team. And yeah.
Daniel Nugent Bowman, The Athletic.
Connor, you come into this game 4 points back, which is a lot for most people. But it did feel kind of inevitable. Maybe is too strong, but it felt like a very good chance, like it could happen tonight. Did you get that sense, maybe either before the game or early in the game or at some point in the game, that this was a realistic chance for you to do this tonight?
You know, 4 point nights aren't you know, something that come regularly. I think. You know, I was just trying to come in and play a good game, play like I can. My legs felt pretty good. You know, I was able to get on the board on the first shift. That always helps. So, you know, I think after the first one, you know, it kind of crosses your mind. And, you know, I was fortunate to feel pretty good throughout the night. And, you know, a couple of great shots from my teammates. Obviously, Leo's been doing it for a long time. And Jess, to see him put one in is nice. And, you know, Nealer makes a great play on that third goal as well. So, you know, I thought the whole group was good tonight.
So you don't like talking about yourself. So how happy are you to have this over with and in the next, probably after today, have these questions gone and talk about something else?
Yeah, I mean, we obviously got bigger things to worry about. You know, we're going to play a big series against Montreal, and you know, it'll be a good test for us to get ready for the playoffs. You know, we got, you know, we obviously want to go on a good run here. So, you know, we're gearing up for that, and we need to focus on that more than anything else.
Derek Van Deest, Post Media.
Hey, Connor, it was obviously a special night and a special moment, but does it make it more special because you won the game? I guess that's the important part about here is that you guys were able to win this game.
Yeah, it kind of felt weird having a big celebration kind of in the second intermission. And, you know, we still had a close hockey game and a job to do. A night where there's a couple milestones, you know, with Leo and Lars playing 600 games. So, you know, on a night like that, you want to close it out. So, we gave up some chances. Smitty bailed us out again, and we were able to get a win.
And now going into these last three games, what are you looking for? Do you just keep the pedal to the metal and try and get as many points as you can? Do you try to maybe back off your minutes a little bit? What's the approach here in the last three games?
Well, it's not about points. I think it's about keeping your game where it needs to be, your intensity level where it needs to be, you want to have good legs as well, and you want to be sharp. I think that's the main focus for our whole group, it's just staying sharp and focusing on the details and keeping ourselves ready. Come game one.
Final question, Jim Matheson, Post Media.
Connor, in a normal season, when you're closing in on 100 points, would your parents have been in the building tonight?
No, they wouldn't have been. I've already talked to them. But I can't believe my mom was still awake, but she was happy that I was able to do it before the third period. So she was excited. So she said she couldn't get to bed. So, obviously, lots of love and support from mom and dad.
Why would they have not been there? Just because you needed 4 points and they didn't want to fly all the way across the country?
Well, they're busy people. I think they have lots of things going on. They're both retired now, so maybe they would have been out here in a regular year. But this is their first year retired, so I'm not sure. Maybe they would have been, but. Like I said, normally they're very busy people and both have full-time jobs and work hard.